Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. I can't believe it's already mid-December. The holidays are coming upon us so quickly. They'll be here before we know it. Which is why I wanted to talk about co-parenting when it comes to the actual holidays. It's so, so important because holidays are supposed to be fun. They're supposed to be enjoyable. And when you're going through a divorce or already divorced, the holidays can really seem stressful when it comes to the kids and who's going to whose house. And parenting time and making sure everybody gets their fill of the kids. So that's what I want to talk about today. To talk about this, I have the best person. Her name is Rita Morris. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Jackie.
Rita has a master's degree, but she's also a licensed mental health coach and a certified life coach, a therapist, and a parenting coach. Those are some great credentials, Rita. And
Thank you. She wrote
this wonderful article on Divorced Girl Smiling called Tips for Co-Parenting During the Holidays. And we're going to talk about some tips that I really feel are going to help you through this time and help you make really good decisions that will not only make your kids happy, but will make you happy as well. So with that said, Rita, I want to start off by asking you a question.
Okay.
You wrote in this article, splitting the holidays right down the middle might seem like an excellent idea for you and your kids. And, you know, just, okay, it's fair, 50-50, that seems fair. But why is that not a good idea all the time during the holidays?
I think, Jackie, first, it's not a good idea because it sort of sets out this idea that your kids are a commodity, right? Like, we're going to share you 50-50. And they're not. They're people. So it takes away the idea of what are we doing in this moment? How are we spending the time? What memories are we creating? And it shifts the focus to, we have to go in 20 minutes because then it's our time to be with dad or it's our time to be with mom. And I just think it really takes people out of the moment and shifts the focus from what ideally it would be to this, you know, division of time. And so it takes away so much from what everybody gets out of the holidays.
I completely agree. And in the article you write, don't get hung up on things like even or equal time. Then you go on in the article to say, in co-parenting during the holidays, think about these things. What will be important to the kids? What are they looking forward to? How can you minimize stress for them? How can you strengthen family relationships and create points of connection?
Because that's really what it's all about, right?
What are kids whose parents are going through a divorce thinking during the holidays? What are some of their stressors?
Well, so I want to say on a very basic level, kids, you know, given their developmental, you know, stages and ages, tend to be very egotistical because they're supposed to be, right? So they're thinking a lot about themselves and what they want and how they want to spend it. But they also worry a lot about their parents. But wait, my mom is going to be all by herself, or my dad is going to be all by himself. And they worry. And so they may not necessarily be super forthcoming with you about what they want or what they need because they're worried about you.
How do you handle that?
I think the best way that you can handle that is twofold. One is to always put yourself in your kid's position and think about, okay, from my kid's perspective, what's the best way to manage this? And then to consistently, this is a conversation that we have to have a lot with our kids, consistently remind them that you're an adult, you can take care of yourself, you have resources to help you manage your time, your feelings, your emotions, and that it's your job to take care of them, not their job to take care of you.
I just love that so much, and I wish every parent would do that. And I'm not going to judge anyone if you at times have not acted in that way because it's hard. But
It's really hard.
And
It
it's
is. It's really
understandable
hard.
at times, like if you just break down, don't beat yourself up. But as Rita said, always have it in the back of your mind to make sure your kids know that you are the parent and you are taking care of them and you are fine. They need to know that you're okay.
They do need to know that you're okay. Absolutely, they do. Yes.
All right, now, Rita, you talk about destructive behaviors, which are asking your child to choose between parents or take sides, or keeping one of the parents from active participation in their life because you want to hurt the spouse. Tell me about those destructive behaviors and what that does to kids.
When we act destructively, it's really important to remember that our kids, whether they are our biological kids or our adopted kids, see themselves in us. So if they hear us degrading our ex, they think, okay, that must be bad about me too. Whatever it is that you're, degrading, they're thinking, I have that in me too. And maybe mom or dad are going to stop loving me and something bad is going to happen. So that's the first important thing. They always see themselves as a reflection of us, no matter what. And then the holiday season, there's so much pressure for everybody to be happy and enjoy the season and do the right thing, right? But we can't always do that. But we can always do our best to try to remember, above all else, that, at one point we loved this person that we married. And again, more importantly, this person is always going to be the parent to our children, the other parent to our children. And that they play an important role in their lives, and they need both of their parents.
Right. So as much as you don't want to do it, as difficult as it might be, as much resentment, anger, bitterness, if you hate your ex right now for some reason, it's really hard. But I think what Rita's saying is you have to put it on the table and completely be giving of yourself and think of the kids.
Absolutely. Not to mention, I've seen this so many times, Jackie. When we disrespect or denigrate the other parent, we make ourselves look bad, and we ultimately wind up doing damage to our relationship with our kids as well, because they think, well, if you're going to talk bad about them, are you going to talk bad about me? It makes it hard for them to trust you. So ultimately, we do damage to our own relationship with our kids.
You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, therapist and parenting coach and life coach, Rita Morris. We're talking about co-parenting tips during the holidays, and now we're going to get to the tips. So the first tip, Rita, that you wrote for co-parenting during the holidays is show empathy and compassion.
Yes. So I always encourage communication, always. It's so important, right? So sit down, have a conversation with your kids about the holidays. Listen to what they have to say. Ask them, like, how do you want to spend the holidays? Listen to what their feelings are. This is hard for everybody. For them to think about, waking up on Christmas morning and not having both parents there, that's a hard thing for your kids. So just let them vent their feelings. Just listen. It will be hard. It will be really hard. But just acknowledge what they're expressing to you. Don't like refute or deny or minimize their feelings. Just show compassionate understanding. And because if you do that, what you're doing is you're inviting your kids to continue to communicate with you, because then they know that they don't have to protect you. Let them know it's okay that they can be sad and they can be anxious. And Jackie, you talked a little bit a few minutes ago about, showing feelings. And it's always okay to show our kids our feelings. Like, it gives them permission to feel their feelings. It shows them, you know what? This is hard for you too. It's there's a difference between showing and leaning on them. So, you know, acknowledge for them, you know what, guys, this is hard. I'm sad about it too. And then move on to how can we make it the best that we possibly can? Validate their feelings, show empathy, show compassion, be there for them, and then move on.
All right, now Rita, I want to add one thing to that. If you have teenagers, they're going to want to spend part of the holidays with their friends, and they don't want to feel penalized because they have two parents that they have to go to both of their families. And if my parents weren't divorced and I could just go to one house, then I would have time to go see my friends. So how do you handle that?
One of the things I always encourage people to do is to think about ages and stages. From a developmental perspective, where are your kids at? What's their focus and what's important to them? When they're teenagers, you're right, Jackie, their friends are most important and they don't want to be burdened with, well, I have to go to my mom's house and then I have to go to my dad's house and so I'm not going to get to see my friends. So what I always love to say to people is, you know, so we could say theoretically Christmas is December 25th, right? But it's not about the day, it's about the time and the celebration. So if your kids want to go and be with their friends for a little while, let them go and then make a special plan for, okay, what's the best way, best time for us to celebrate? You know what? Maybe you take 2 days after Christmas and you make that your special day. Like, there's always ways to figure it out and make it work, but don't keep your kids from their friends because they'll resent you for it in the long run.
Love the advice. Moving on to the second tip, model responsible behavior with your ex. So we touched on this a little bit, but tell me about that.
You know, it's basically really about showing respect. So kids whose parents, you know, kids whose divorced parents get along with each other have an easier time adapting to the divorce. So talk to your co-parent about how can we make this work the best for everybody. Work with them so that they know that you are working with them, right? Work with them so that they'll work with you. Showing a little bit of flexibility and a little bit of compassion and respect in an ideal world, it encourages your ex to do the same. So being respectful shows your kids that this is how we treat people. This is what we do. This is how we act in the world.
All right, now I want my listeners to know that this is what Rita does. This is her career. She is a certified life coach and therapist, but her niche is parenting. So if you want more of this, more of learning how to co-parent better with your spouse, either talking to Rita together, or if you want to talk to Rita alone to deal with a spouse who's difficult to co-parent with, I just want everybody to know, Rita, you're the best at this. This is what you do. So you can get in touch with Rita at aparentspath.com, and you can also find her on Divorced Girl Smiling. All right, moving on to the next tip. Help create wonderful new memories.
So this is one of the things, right? Like, every family has their own sort of set of traditions and ways that they celebrate the holidays. So it's important to, like, sit down, have a conversation with your kids. What are the things we want to keep? What are the things that just feel like, you know what, that was really our old family dynamic. And so what do we want to do to make this different and special? Do we want to, you know, make a whole new holiday dinner? Do we want to go out? Do we want to go away for the holidays? Like, what are new and special traditions that you can create with your kids so that they have new memories? You know, so that it doesn't feel like the old memories and the old traditions are just being recycled and they're never going to feel the same, right? So try to create new ways and new traditions to celebrate with your kids.
All right. And the other thing is, as the kids get older, they don't even want to do those things. So they
That's
might want to go when they get older. They're all about, like, yeah, let's go out. They're much more into going out and doing other things that they never were. So even if you weren't divorced, technically, your kids might want to change the traditions anyway.
100%. 100%.
All right, yes. Next tip, plan ahead. Tell me about that.
Okay, so given that we are splitting time on some level and in some way, it's really important to sit down, look at the calendar, right? Let's look at the calendar. Let's look at school vacations. Let's look at work schedules. You know, even if you have a parenting plan, you still should really sit down and review it every year because your kids change. So for example, if you have a two-year-old who needs a nap, you're going to need to figure that into the schedule, right? But as you said, Jackie, if you're talking about a 16-year-old, they want and they need time with their friends during their school break. So we have to adapt to developmentally where our kids are at and what they need at that given time. And, you know, so planning ahead means thinking, oh, wait, we're not two anymore like we were last Christmas. We don't need a nap, you know, two naps in the middle. You know, we don't need a morning nap and an afternoon nap. So maybe we can change things around a little bit. Maybe we can, you know, kids can stay with mom a little bit longer and then go with dad later in the afternoon into the evening.
All right, here's another idea. Let's say it gets to be the week of Christmas, 3 days before, and you know which parties and get-togethers that you're invited to. You kind of know what you're expected to go to. You kind of know what, obviously, you're doing if you're hosting anything. So I think as difficult as it might be, get on the phone with your ex and plan it all out. Here's what we're doing Monday. Here's what we're doing Tuesday. Thursday at 3, I really want them to take the kids to see my grandmother in the senior community. That would really work for me. And plan it all out so that there's mm-hmm. no surprises at
no
the
surprises.
End.
No surprises.
And everybody yes. knows what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And be
Absolutely.
A little flexible. Oh, which is actually the next tip. Be flexible.
It is the next tip. Yes. Be flexible. Flexibility is really important. Like, we never know. Somebody might get sick. Some, you know, unexpected relative might come in from out of town. Maybe an in-law gets sick. And like, if your in-laws are sick and it's supposed to be your time with your kids, like, let your kids go into the hospital and see your in-laws. It's really important for everybody. And I think I sort of alluded to it before, but the goodwill gestures make co-parenting so much smoother in the long run. And they're good for your kids too, because they show us that we can be flexible. We can cooperate. We can work together. It shows them that there are resolutions to every problem.
And guess what? They also, being flexible also goes a long way with your ex, because if you're flexible with him or her, when it's your turn and you need something, they might be more willing to
Absolutely.
Do it for you. Next tip is coordinate gifts. Talk about that.
So I have found in my practice that oftentimes there's a lot of guilt that's associated with divorce for parents, right? So I often see a lot of excessive gift giving and a lot of competition between parents, like wanting to outdo one another. And first of all, your kids don't need the material things in that way. What they need is time, right, with each other. Mm-hmm. But so it's easy for the holidays to become excessive, but we don't, this isn't what we want. So talk about like how many gifts, what's the amount of money that we think are going to spend. Talk about things that are off limits. Like, for example, if your kid is 9 and you're thinking about getting them a phone for Christmas, you know, you need to think about, okay, how does my ex feel about my kid having a phone? Because if you're not on the same page about it, it's going to be really difficult. So have those conversations. And remember, too, that your kids are going to get gifts from, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, you know, other important adults in their life. So just plan it out and remember to try to find moderation and work together. So try to establish a reasonable plan for gift giving from the beginning.
All right. Now, I want to add something about what you said about, let's say your ex is getting the kids' phones and you don't agree. Sometimes, because mm-hmm. it actually happened to me, you have no control. My kids had cell yes. phones at 7 years old, and I was having a heart attack. And looking right. back, I wish that I would have just said, you know what, I can't control this. And maybe when they were at my house, taken their phones and said, here's what we're doing here. And you know, back then, I didn't have the self-confidence. I wish I would have disciplined them more when it came to their phones. But, you know, that's in the past, can't change it. But the advice I have for my listeners is you can control what goes on at your house. You cannot control the expensive gifts that your ex is giving your kids. And if you're feeling intimidated by it and that your kids are going to love him more because he's getting them more expensive gifts, that is 100% not true. They love you too. They don't care about monetary things, especially young kids. They just want gifts. So if you went to the dollar store and got your kids gifts because that's all you can afford this year, they will love you and appreciate them just as much. I'm telling you.
100%. 100%, Jackie. They are, our kids see who we are, and they know when they see what we give, and not just material gifts.
And also, be happy that your ex is getting your kids the expensive gifts, because if they're enjoying it, that's great. Don't be jealous or resentful. Just let them enjoy it, and you do your thing. Your kids love you. I promise you. They don't love your ex more because they got them, he got them phones. It's just not happening.
It's not. And the thing is that the kids learn, especially when parents separate, kids learn what their parents' strengths are and what parent they can go to for what. So if they know that dad is in a better financial position, they know they can go to dad for those ridiculously expensive sneakers or whatever that they want. But they also know that on a day that they're feeling really down and sad, maybe they know mom is the one to go to for that. So they're going to come to you for that. So they know who fills what roles.
You just described me. That's my exact situation. All right.
Yep.
Moving on to the last tip, which I really love this one. Don't forget to take care of yourself.
I think, Jackie, as parents, we obviously, for lots of good reasons, put our kids first, right? But it's really important to think about, it's that old adage of, you know, let put your own oxygen mask on first, which I have to say, for me, I never really understood that until I had a kid. I was always like, what do you mean put your own oxygen mask on first? You got to save your kid, right? But the bottom line is that if you don't save yourself, you can't save your kids. So if you don't take care of yourself, you can't keep taking care of your kids.
Now, what I want to add to that is there's many definitions of taking care of yourself. If that means you need to go on medication, there's no shame in that. I did it. It helped me a lot. If you need to go to yoga and you need to do release your stress that way, if you are putting off your doctor's appointment, don't do that. Go to the doctor. But also, taking care of yourself means buying yourself a gift that you really wanted. Going, even if it's a material expensive purse that you really wanted, that's self-care also. And if you take care of yourself and give yourself time to go out with a girlfriend for dinner over the holidays, or like I said, buy yourself the gift, or even go to the doctor, you're going to be such a better parent and be less resentful to the kids. You're just going to be a happier, more engaged, more excited about being with the kids because you've taken care of yourself.
100%. 100%. You can't fill, you know, your cart is not going to run if it doesn't have gas in it, right? We're no different. We often think of self-care as like going out and getting a massage or a manicure and pedicure. But I want to say that it's the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, getting enough sleep, staying hydrated, getting some fresh air, making sure that you're getting some vitamin D, some sunshine, a little movement in your day. Those are the things that really are going to help to sustain us even more than the big, you know, the big expensive kind of thing. It's the things that we do on a daily basis to take care of ourselves that make the biggest difference.
That is so important. We could do a whole podcast on self-care.
Absolutely, we could.
So,
absolutely.
Rita, thank you so much for being on the show and taking time to do this. I loved all of your advice.
Thank you, Jackie. I really am so delighted to be here. And really, like, if people need help, I'm here. I would be happy to support you through the process. Like, feel free to reach out at any time.
If you want to reach out to Rita, the best place to find her is either at aparentspath.com or on Divorced Girl Smiling. So, with that, I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday. I want you to have some time to relax and just really have gratitude. I think Christmas is such a wonderful time to have gratitude for the things that you have and just give yourself a break and stop thinking about the divorce and your ex and just think about everything you have and pray for peace and health and happiness. And of course, enjoy those beautiful children of yours. So, with that said, if you want to read more articles, if you want to listen to more podcasts, if you want to find great trusted divorce professionals, you can come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.